Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, is a disease that affects millions worldwide, but often goes undiagnosed. And even once a diagnosis is made, it's equally difficult to treat. Dr. Mark Levesque of UPMC will tell us about two new drugs that are being studied to modify the body's immune response and help improve the quality of life for patients diagnosed with lupus.
Lupus is a disease that is sometimes difficult to diagnose, and then also has a number of manifestations. Those various manifestations require different therapies, and the challenge is always trying to pick the right drug for the patients and making sure that you pick drugs that don't have a lot of side effects for an individual patient. The UPMC Lupus Center of Excellence is currently working on a number of drug trials for the treatment of lupus. And those trials are focused on some new drugs, drugs some of which are actually being used already for treating rheumatoid arthritis. One of them is abatacept, and another one is a drug called belimumab or Benlysta. Both of those drugs are being used to treat patients with moderate or severe lupus. Abatacept is a drug that was originally designed as a blocker, as it were, of T-cell function, and specifically it acts as in terms of blocking co-stimulation of T-cells. Abatacept, by blocking T-cells and blocking co-stimulation, blocks the immune responses that lead to the development of lupus. The drug has been used primarily for treating rheumatoid arthritis and is currently FDA approved for that indication. There has been a strong interest in also using it in patients with lupus as well. Belimumab is a monoclonal antibody that neutralizes or blocks a protein called BLyS. It's also referred to as BAF. BLyS or BAF, what this protein does is it stimulates or promotes the development of B cells. And there's some belief that B cells, there's strong belief and strong evidence to suggest that B cells are important for both the development and perpetuation of lupus. And so by blocking this protein, what happens is there is a reduction in the symptoms associated with lupus. Lupus is a very diverse or very heterogeneous disease. And so it's become very clear that no one therapy fits all lupus patients. And so that is what's been important to us in our research, is trying to understand how to select the best possible therapies for each individual patient. The UPMC Lupus Center of Excellence is focused on the clinical care of patients with lupus. This is really our number one mission. I think that what differentiates the center in many ways is that we've brought together a number of outstanding clinicians who are focused on this disease and who have a very strong interest in taking care of patients with this disease. That interest in patient care ultimately translates into the research that we do, because we believe that the research is an important tool in providing, in the long run, the best care for patients as well.
When treated with the right combination of drugs, the progression of lupus can be slowed and, in some cases, halted. Doctors at UPMC are researching new treatments to combat this disease and improve patients' quality of life.